Remember all that talk about the perfect household has 2.2 children? Well, that was put out by the Census Bureau. Why? That's what they wanted you to have. It wasn't what the reality of the household was at the time. Now, this 2.11 figure, the one that was in projection E, is rather significant. It represents the fertility rate required for the population to replace itself exactly after the age structure has been stabilized. Now, what does that mean? That means that there is an exact zero growth of people in each age group. There can be some fluctuation back and forth between the 0 to 15, 15 to 25, 25 to 35, one season, twosies, back and forth here and there. But for the most part, X percentage will be 0 to 15, Y percentage will be 15 to 25, Z percentage will be 25 to 35, and so on. The Census Bureau explains, quote, "The effect of a gradual movement towards a stationary population is desired. However, it would take about 70 years at the 2.11 rate for the population growth to level off, assuming that there's no changes in deaths and immigrations." Now, there's also an X projection that the Census Bureau added, which is a variation of E, which assumes that there will be no immigration. Other projections of future population assume that there will be a net immigration of 400,000 a year. And if the two-child family became the standard, this would account for 15 million persons, immigrants, and their descendants in the population by the year 2000, the Census Bureau estimates. The actual number of aliens who entered the United States in immigrant status during the 1960s, according to the Justice Department's numbers, were about 330,000 a year. They accounted for 16% of the annual increase in the population between 1960 and 1970. To bring population growth to an immediate halt, it would be necessary for each family to limit itself to one child for several decades. Then, two children might be allowed, but in another 20 years, there would have to be another cutback and so on. Only after four centuries would an even rate be achieved. And because this roller coaster pattern is impossible to bring about over such a period of time, the zero population growth movement has made it the 2.11 rate as their goal. Pressure on the U.S. government to act at a national level is not new. There's been movements around the world. There's been eugenic movements to cut down population. And the United Nations efforts stem back decades. In the 1950s, once the United Nations identified the emerging nations of the world, along with the third world status, these countries were branded for life, pretty much like an underachiever is identified in high school. These countries were identified as countries that will never be able to compete with the first world countries. So by the time 1970 rolled around, focus on the poor nations of the world, where the growth rates are the highest, seemed to be the most important thing to do. These countries, with their masses of poverty-stricken people, seem living proof of the Malthusian threat. Efforts to help such nations improve economically were frustrated because any gains were offset by population increases, possibly proving the Malthusian theory. It was this anomaly that led the United States in 1964 to add family planning services to its foreign aid program. U.S. assistance of this kind is now channeled through international organizations and various governments of over 85 nations. As with overseas aid, the problem at home was treated at first as something to do with the poor. Family planning services came into the anti-poverty program through the Office of Economic Opportunity in 1964, under its authority to help local, quote, community action activities. This approach gained stronger legislative underpinnings in 1967 with the enactment of the Child Health Act and Social Security amendments. The legislation made new funds available to provide family planning services to those who could not otherwise afford them. 3 years later, Congress approved two laws that reflected a considerable broadening of outlook. They affected population problems of the nation as a whole. One law was the Act to Establish a Commission on Population Growth and the American Future.